Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx Speaker, Performance Enhancement Expert, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 60 countries, such as the U.S., India, Canada, France, Australia, Belgium, Panama, Japan, China. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we use this to help transform others and elevate the world around us. You can listen to us live Tuesday through Friday. Join us in our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. I ask that you please subscribe, rate and review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, and you can find us on the Google Play Music app. On the show are entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, content creators, amazing people who are impacting the world around them. And my guest today does it better than anyone I know. And if you have any question for my guests, this is a live show. You can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. Please help me welcome to the show my friend, Lauren Michaels Harris. What's going on, dude?
Hey, Sean. How is your life today? How's everything?
Oh, dude, today is a great day. Anytime I get to talk to you, man, it is a great day. Sun is shining, great weather in North Carolina. So, yeah, man, pretty happy.
Awesome. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Pleasure to have you on the show. I love following your journey, man. I love, like, every time, you know, I see what you're doing on social media and I talk to you, it's like you always have something amazing happening in life, you know? So it's nice that, you know, I'm connected with people that are just on a super important mission that's personal to them, and they're doing incredible work. So
Definitely.
So the first question I always ask all my guests when they come on the show is why. I believe that if you know what your why is, a lot of other questions can be answered and doors can be opened. So before we get into that question, I want to know, let's let the listeners know more about you. This show is called The Ripple Effect with Lauren Michaels Harris. He is a motivator, a former foster child. Michaels Harris strives to inspire and uplift every person who crosses his path. His message shows that those who want to know that while life is full of challenges, it is our challenges that provide us our greatest opportunities for growth and learning, he says. As a mentor, breakthrough coach, author, and friend, he believes that we are all part of the ripple effect and that it is his duty to use his story to create a ripple that will reach out around the globe. To achieve this, Lauren is embarking on a tour in 2018, speaking from the heart to give hope to those who are desperate to break through the various glass ceilings of their lives. He says, "My goal in life is to expose as many people as possible to the symptomatic approach that has worked 100% in providing a template for me to follow, a template that has provided me with a life that before I only dreamed about." Michaels Harris loves his creator, loves being creative, and he loves books, music, and all things of beauty. His favorite saying is, "I love me." In addition to his upcoming album, Turn It Around, Lauren has been featured on Larry King Live, NPR, People Magazine, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and Fox. For more information or to schedule him for a speaking engagement, you can contact the number right there for Jim Perez and the email jim@phoenixmobiledpr.com. Go to the Power of We Symposium and laurenmichaelsharris.com. So after reading all that, what is your why? What is your big, deep why for what you do?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Right now, at 56 years old, I just turned 56 on the 4th of July. It's not even about my why anymore, because I had to get to where I am today through process of elimination, because I've always taken the hard road. So it's more about all the why not, you know? I always excluded myself from believing that there was purpose for me. I excluded myself, wherein, you know, I felt like I was worthy of love or giving love or receiving love. I had to, you know, I always thought, why not me? Why can't that be me? Why isn't that me? Why aren't I happy? You know, I grew up in the foster system, and there was a lot of things that I saw that, you know, once you see them, you can't unsee them. Once you hear them, you can't unhear them. And once you feel them, you can't unfeel them. And I didn't have, you know, mentors. I didn't, you know, I was out at the Lisa Nichols Motivating the Teen Spirit event this past weekend. And I remember it must have been 100 times over the weekend that I remember saying to myself, boy, when I was a teen, I wish I would have heard just a few of these words. It would have changed my life forever. Mm-hmm. But so my why is really what was left after decades of asking why not, you know, and I know that sounds a little bit backwards, but that's how it worked in my life. You know, I didn't have somebody, you know, all of a sudden, you know, growing up, all the things you complain about when your parents or your parent is like, get in here and take a bath or take a shower or clean up your room, do your homework. All of a sudden, when that person who cares about you to that extent is missing, and you're in homes where they could care less if you did those things, you know, you start having to try to figure out where you belong. And and really, I just could never accept the fact that I was cursed, or even though things made me feel that way for a while, you know, I would look at other kids just lived normal lives and say, what did I do? Why did this have to happen to me? So today, everything I do, because I love working with youth and I love working with just people, because, you know, a lot of us, we may not be youth any longer, but we still carry a lot of the things that we developed as a result of things we went through when we were young, or somewhere along the journey. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact I didn't get to the point of happiness and joy, the freedom I have within my world today, until I hit dang near 50 years old. I'm 56 now. So the life I live now is new. You know.
Well, that gives people hope, though, you know? I mean,
huh?
Yeah. I say that gives people hope, though, you know? I mean, they might be 20, 30, 40 years old, and they're like, man, there's got to be more to this life. It's got to be, you know, and here you are figuring it out in your 50s, you know what I mean, and living that dream life in your 50s. So just because that, you know, you're 20, 30, or however many years old, you know, you got time, you know, to figure everything out. You know, it maybe it doesn't happen for you right away, but it's going to happen, you know, as long as you push forward and, you know, and you make it happen. You know, that's the message I get, you know.
That's true. And I'll tell you something. When I hit 50, I found myself standing there going, uh-oh, okay, I can't deny this any longer. It's pretty safe to say I have more life behind me at this point than I have in front of me. So suddenly, I was able to truly look into the eyes of the universal urgency, which connects to my purpose. Which is the why. The why is your purpose, or should be. And I decided, you know, man, I really want to get this done. I really want to get it done. And just that alone, you know, I remember I said to myself, you know, wait a minute. I'm 50, and I'm not thinking about, I shouldn't be thinking about, well, you know, I'm too old to be competing with these people. No, I'm not in competition with any human. I'm in competition with one thing and one thing only, and that's time. because time is the only competitor that has ever beaten every human. Nobody's outlived time. Nobody.
Right.
So when I took on that mindset, it put me smack dab inside of purpose today, my now, because that's really all I have control over. I don't have control over next week because I don't get to control the future. I can't even look around that corner known as the future. I can plan and I can set goals, but I still have no control over the future. I have control over today, which leads me directly into the arms of the future.
See,
like, for instance, all those years that I was looking for the perfect person to spend the rest of my life with. You know, so many people worry about being Mr. Right or looking for Mr. Right or Miss Right, when you'll never find them until you work on becoming Mr. Right or Miss Right.
Mm.
Because if you don't do that, you could be standing right in front of them and they're not going to know you because you haven't done the work.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to recognize you as Mr. Right or Miss Right if you haven't done the work to get right. If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. And that's
where I
was dropping the ball for many decades. I was so busy looking at goals that I wasn't doing any of the work in the here and now, because it all tied into my inability to look down the number line back over my shoulder to the life I'd already lived. Cut and paste. I couldn't see the purpose in all those things that had happened to me. 22 homes in the foster system, all types of abusers and all that stuff. And we all have those kinds of stories in one way or another.
Right.
But the purpose of those, of being able to understand why something had to be, is that you can see that it was on purpose. It had a reason. And when you can look down the road and you can say, you know what? I see why I went through that at 8. I see why I went through that at 12 or 15 or 25 or whatever age it was. It gets rid of that accidental mindset. You know, no legacy, no legend has ever been created, or no legendary life lived with an accidental mindset.
That's
in
true.
In order to find and live within your purpose, you've got to understand that everything in your world has happened and is happening on purpose.
Yep.
You know.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely believe that. Absolutely. And so what is a transformational moment in your life? I know you've been through a lot. We've seen the Goldcast video, which has millions of views, and it was super powerful. I mean, I watch Goldcast all the time, and there's a couple of them, you know, that I'm like, yeah, oh, that's good. But then there's a couple that are like, oh, like emotional.
Yeah.
So talk about transformational moments that changed your life and have now put you on the path to what you're doing now.
Easy. The first transformational moment in my world was when I was instructed by whatever you all believe is greater than you, whatever you refer to source as, flat out instructed me that it was time to get rid of words that deceive. In order for me to understand when words that deceive were coming into my space, I needed to first eradicate them from leaving through me into other people's spaces. So what I mean by that is words that deceive, words that would convince me to believe that anything good, anything that was like, I'll give you some examples. For instance, when you hear someone say something like, you know, every time I find myself thinking about my grandmother, man, here it's so strange how she always calls. So strange. Mm-hmm. I needed $20. Can you believe I needed $20 for gas today and didn't have anything? No money, and I dug around inside my winter coat, and can you believe I found that $20? What are the odds?
Oh, I've had that happen.
But yep. when people, they need something, words that deceive, here's a couple more. Oh, don't worry, Sean. You'll get a, you'll find a way around this. Oh, don't worry, Sean. You'll find a way from underneath this. Oh, Sean, just get over it.
Yeah.
All of those words that deceive. The only way to truly understand why something is happening is, and to get the lesson or the blessing, because they go hand in hand, is to go through, not get around it. That's a detour.
Right.
Not get over it, not get from underneath it. It's to go through it. Because when you go through something, you go in with a G and the O, you come out the other side of that experience tunnel with an R and W. Now you have grow. Now, because you were willing to go, you now can grow in order now you have what it takes to be an authority because you've lived it. That makes you an automatic authority. Now you can show. And you can show because you know. So that's how you, that's the progression. You got to go to get the grow. Now you know. And now you have the right to show others. But if you get around it, you're not an authority. You're just another person who went the other direction. You're just another person
yep.
who will have to come back to that door of opportunity sooner or later again until you're ready to take the retest.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, you know, I had to learn how to get those words out of my mouth, out of my mindset, all those words that deceive. Because when you say things like, wow, the strangest thing happened. It is so odd how those are all things that make you think that the blessing that you've just experienced was arbitrary, that it was a roll of the universal die. It was a spin of the universal roulette wheel. Could have landed on anyone. Because entities out there that are other than positive, and they know who they are, if they can convince us to miss our blessing, then it is obvious that we're not only going to miss the blessing, but we're going to miss the next part, which is the best part, and that is the opportunity to immediately become the blessing. So if you, because in order to do for others, you have to be willing to do for yourself. So in order to be the blessing, to become the blessing, you can't get the blessing.
Yeah.
And so I didn't see blessings in my life. I thought for a long time, I believe when something good happened, ooh, oh, that sure was lucky. Man, can you believe? You know, it's almost too good to be true. It's like, ooh, let me take, ooh, wow, you made this great spaghetti, Sean. It's as good as hell. Well, I don't know about you, but I ain't never heard anything about hell that's good. But we see it all the time. Words that deceive.
That's
so
true.
Once I stopped letting them come out of my mouth and sending them into the worlds of other people, the minds and hearts of other people, now I started recognizing when they were being spoken towards me. And I could block them from coming in and robbing me of my opportunities to see the blessing and be the blessing. That was the transformative moment for me, that tipping point. Everything else started changing. Everything.
That's wow. Yeah, there's so much in there that I understand and can resonate with, because so many times in life I have just overlooked a blessing and go, oh, that's pretty cool, and then just keep on going and not really like take it for what it is. You know, or I was too busy counting other people's blessings and I missed the one that I had in my life.
Yeah.
You know, you take things for granted. You know, we take for granted that you're going to walk into a room and flick the light switch on and the lights are going to work. You take for granted I'm going to get into my car, turn the key, and it's going to work. Or I'm going to go into, you know, this situation with, you know, motivation and I've got this and everything's going to work out. And then when it doesn't, you're just stuck. You don't have that resilience, or you're not like you said before, like taking care of yourself. You're not working on you. You're not, you know, growing you. So when you come to these situations, you just, you know, it's fight or flight, you know? So,
yeah,
man, I totally get that.
Absolutely.
And And there's so much research out there where, like, the number two most common self-defeating behavior is that you compare yourself to everybody else and what they're doing. And then the number one self-defeating behavior is that you count other people's blessings. You know, how come they have the awesome life? How come they have the awesome car? How come they, you know, and you become in competition with people. And I love that you said that, you know, you're in competition with nobody. There's nobody, and I have the same mindset. You know, I'm all about collaboration over competition. Like, why am I going to compete with somebody? There's 5 billion people in this world, you know? And right. The way that we reach social media, you know, that's like a 0.1% of the world. Like, if you have 5,000 friends, it's like 0.1%. Like, I mean, you're never going to reach 5 billion people. You know, I don't care who you are. So, you know, that scarcity mindset of I must compete with everybody is just, man, it's just a fallacy. And it's a horrible way to live. And I love how you explained it. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So what has put you on the path to what you're doing now? Was there a moment in time, like you said earlier, like, okay, I'm at a certain age. I've got to figure this out. Or was it like a gradual, like you kind of knew what you were doing or wanted to do and you kind of just gradually stepped into what you're doing?
Well, you know, I believe in purpose. Everything in our world has a number and it has a place. But it won't make any kind of sense. It's out of context until you have found your way to exploring the benefit and existence of purpose. It all ties together. Everything that I've said so far about how you look at something and words that deceive and all the things that are out there. For instance, a big thing in my world that helped the momentum change was, first of all, that ladder of success mindset, that up and down ladder, lateral. I don't buy into that. I believe that's the ladder that is designed for us to give up everything and pour it into the building of the dreams of others, working for someone else's dreams for them and miss at the expense of not living in and realizing our own, because it puts us directly in competition, because there's always someone above you on that ladder, stronger, prettier, more handsome, more money, all the things. You can't even see where you're trying to go because you can't see around them. And then when you're on that ladder and you're looking up, you know, and you figure out that your life isn't what it should be, what it could be, and you're unhappy, and you constantly complain because you're being crapped on. Well, what do you expect when you look up and you're looking into the butt of someone above you? Then you have the person beneath you breathing looking up and breathing on your back because they want what you have. So if we were with that mindset and we tried to do what they tell us, like, for instance, oh, put your best foot forward. Well, you're on that ladder of success. How can I put my best foot forward when the rungs of the ladder are preventing me? So I guess what I'm supposed to turn around backwards on the ladder and then put my best foot forward and then catapult down and flat beneath? What do I do? Well, here's what I say we do. We change that mindset of being in competition with others, above and below each other, and remember that we were created in a spirit of service to each other, which places us directly beside each other. So the only way that can be is if we turn that ladder horizontally, not lateral. Now everyone is my brother. They are my sister. They are beside me. Now there's no one blocking my view of the ladder rung. When I look to the left, I can see back to the beginning of my story. Because whether you're an evolutionist or a creationist, everyone starts with either in the beginning or once upon a time. Now, when we're born, there are three things that distinguish our uniqueness in time. Time before us and time after us. I can look at my hands and see fingerprints, swirls that are unlike anyone else's ever before or after me. I can go inside my body and find one drop of DNA and place it anywhere in this universe and it will still always be tracked back to one person, and that is me. But those two rode in with me when I was created, and they will ride out to me with me when I return to wherever it is we go, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But there's a third one, the only one that no matter what has an opportunity to live beyond me, and that is my story. It is as unique as my fingerprint. It is as unique as my DNA, but is the only one of those three that will not die with me if I write a classic with my story. It will die if I write a dime store novel.
Yeah.
The truth is the only thing in the universe that never changes. The truth is the only thing in the universe that will never change on you. It doesn't come in pints, quarts, or gallons. It doesn't rust. It doesn't decay. It doesn't gain or lose weight. It doesn't get bigger or smaller. It cannot be bended, and it doesn't change color, hence little white lie. The moment we change the truth, it is no longer the truth. It is a version. Inversions don't bear fruit. They wither, and they die on the vine. So, you know, I believe that when you go back to the beginning, to the once upon a time, and you embrace and bring with you all of your truths, you've already lived them. Why not? You've lived the hard part. Cut and paste it. You know, a lot of people are worried about, oh, well, if I told them this, man, if they knew I ever did that, if they knew that this happened to me, if they knew I had an alcohol problem, if they knew. But this is a no-judgment zone called purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that happened had a reason behind it. It had a number and it had a place. Within those things that we try so hard to keep from the world are all the lessons that make us an authority. They're all the lessons that brought us through. It didn't kill us. Here we are.
Yeah.
Those are the solutions we have in order to reach out and place them in the palm of our hands and say to the world, I may not have much, but I do have this. Even if you're a person who's had 15 failed marriages, it makes you an authority on what a bad relationship looks like. And imagine.
Yeah.
It's true. But
yeah.
One of the things that stops us from finding our purpose, in my opinion, is that we move away from our organic method of communicating. And what I mean by that is, let's take, for instance, New Year's Eve, when all around the world, millions of people every year say, oh, I want to lose 60 pounds. I want a new home, a bigger home, a faster, more beautiful car. And they never get them.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because if they'd have only changed it from what I want to what I need, the odds are greatly increased as far as your success. Because as children, as babies, and you have a baby, when your baby cries, your baby isn't crying because she wants to be picked up, or she wants to eat, or she wants to be changed. It's because she needs to be changed. When you hear the baby cry, your wife will say, honey, go see what the baby needs. When you're in a relationship, you and your wife, and you know if you're having trouble in your relationship, you don't say, we want counseling. You say, we need some counseling. If your kid is headed down a dangerous path that could cost them their life, you don't say, I want to talk to you when you get home. You say, sit down. We need to have a talk. But then, you know, we stop communicating from a place of need. Because if I want to lose 60 pounds, I should say, well, I need, in order I need to shop better so that I can cook better, so that I can eat better in order to lose the 60 pounds I want. If I want a new car or a bigger house, that means I need to reduce my credit card debt by this amount. I need to increase my income stream in this amount in order to get that house or car that I want. Because want is the goal. We don't have control over what happens with the goal. We have control over the purpose and the process that drives us into the arms of those goals.
Mm.
Today. Because you know what? If you only do right by the pennies around you today, you'll walk past that same table that those pennies are poured out on. If you're consistent and you stack them and then you roll them and you crimp the ends and you put 50, 50, 50, 50, and you put those rolls of pennies away, you're going to look down one day expecting to roll more pennies. And the Creator is going to have increased you and uplifted you, and He's going to have changed all your pennies into quarters or maybe even dollars. Because what we do in small things is all the Creator needs as an indicator of what we will do when He hands us great things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've always believed that if you're not trusted with the little things, how can you be trusted with the big things? Oh, yeah, definitely. I love the mindset, right? I mean, because, I mean, I've got a 10-month-old, and, you know, it's like, it's not that she just, oh, I feel like being picked up now, or, you know, I feel like getting fed, or it's like, it's a necessity. Like, she's crying because she needs something, you know, diaper change or food or,
yeah,
you know, whatever. You know,
needs it.
I just, yeah. Yeah,
she's
definitely.
She's not laying there going, somebody better get over here and pick me up. She's not thinking that. She's thinking, I need, for whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, she might have had a bad dream. She might just be feeling lonely, but she needs to know you're close by.
Right.
If you can hear it.
Yeah, ma'am.
In a baby's cry.
Yeah, that's true. I like it, man. I like that mindset. You know, it reframes or gives you like a different vantage point.
Yes.
You know, like you said, it drives you into the arms of those goals. Like, ooh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, totally get that. Totally get that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What are you doing today, man? How have you taken, you know, I mean, because for everybody who's not listening, you know, if you don't know what Goalcast is, it's basically empowerment videos. It's motivational videos. It's people who are giving speeches, and they take that speech and build a video around it, and it's incredible. Love Goalcast. How have you taken the past and molded it to where you're using that or living those transformational moments out every day? What are you doing now?
What am I doing now?
To elevate the world around you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like this. It's an automatic. You don't even have to sit and plan that. The answer to that question, I don't have to sit and plan how to make an answer possible in case somebody asks me what you did just now, each and every day. You know why? Because the moment you find yourself moving and stepping and living within purpose, how do you know that you're inside of it? The very first thing you want to do is give it away. The very first thing. That's why to be of service is so important. That's why, you know, pay it forward, play it forward.
Mm.
So important.
Yeah.
The ripple effect, the domino effect, the boomerang effect. Anything with an effect has a circle to it. It starts somewhere and comes back to that original starting point. When you think about it, that's what it does.
That's true. Yep.
Yeah. And so today, you know, getting up and feeling, you know what's so beautiful about it? Is because the thing that used to try to take me out of this game called life was depression, making me believe that it was better to stay put, lay down, stay down. Don't you dare get up. If you get up, Lauren, I will knock the crap out of you and send you back on your ass every time. Don't you believe that you can beat me. You will never be loved. You will never, ever unconditionally love others. You won't, you can't. That's what I heard. But I also heard through all of that din, through all of that chaos, I heard a whisper, something that had the ring of truth to it. Because the truth does have a ring, just like a silent dog whistle. I could hear it. I could hear the winds of change. And I heard that voice say to me, I need you to get up anyway. And that's exactly what I did. So, excuse me, today, it is a wonderful thing to know, no matter what, because, you know, do we still have challenging days as motivators, as influencers? Of course we do, because we are constantly going to be tested to make sure we don't become complacent, take things for granted, start changing our why. A lot of things happen as we grow. And so what I love about this this world of purpose is that it constantly, if I don't feel, you know, when I don't feel like waking up and smiling and saying it's going to be great, it's going to be okay, the moment I remember my commitment to the universe to get up and leave everyone I encounter a little bit better than the way I found them, it allows me to get outside of me. No longer should we be prescribing or subscribing to the Marsha, Marsha, Marsha mindset. Me, me, me. It should always be about something or someone other than ourselves. And every time that I've been ready to just give in to the darkness, the moment I decide to change the air in the tank, turn off the overhead light and turn on the table lamp, turn off the stereo, pick up a book. When I change the air in the tank, I get out of my own way, everything instantly begins to get better. Everything dark instantly begins to get brighter. Because what purpose will add to you, it doesn't matter if you were smart. You suddenly will be smarter. It adds an ER. Wherever. You know, it may have been bright, but it'll make it just a little brighter.
Yeah.
It adds unto. That's what purpose does. It will never take from. So when we feel like we're becoming depleted, that something is stealing or robbing from us, then all you have to do is look to the opposite. There are a million choices. There's either the one that's working or the one that isn't. Which one are you standing in front of? If you don't like something, change it.
Yep. Yep. And you have the power to change it. You have the power to say, this is not how my story ends. You know, you have the power to turn the page and write a new chapter.
You know,
I always teach that you are a master of meaning. You're the only person who can give meaning to that situation. So if you want to give a negative meaning to it and go, oh, my life sucks and poor me, that's your choice. If you want to give meaning to it and say, you know, what's good about this? What's great about this? Why did this happen to me? And how can I use it for my advantage? Then you have that power as well. But you are the only person who can ever give meaning to any situation that ever happens to you.
That's right. And you said power. And we all have a superpower. You know, you're coming to the power of we, and you're bringing yours. So are, you know, myself and 11 other incredible speakers, five or six other MCs and entertainers, and just the general admission, and these 250 kids, even they, whether they realize it or not, are bringing their own unique superpower, because within your story lives your own unique superpower.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The Power of We Symposium in Chicago, Illinois, September 20th. Tell us about the event and motivation behind it.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. You know, you were there. I had an event. I partnered with a person and a marketer, and that's fine. You know, it was my first event. I'd done my 200 and some, I don't know what my number was of paid speaking gigs in the first year.
Right.
But there were a lot of them. And so I had an opportunity to you know, help stage an event to get people there. And yeah, there are events, you know, where there's a lot of selling and programs and this and the other. But when I was on the plane coming home from Las Vegas, I just felt in my spirit that there's enough of that already. And I wanted to provide something that there wasn't a lot of. And immediately, I felt the power of we moving through me. And by the time we landed, I knew it. And the power of we is at this point, even now, we're you know, not that far out from September 20th.
And it's month and a half.
Month and a half. And it has been and still remains a theory. I tell people this, we're writing, what is it? What is the power of we? The power of we is an opportunity for each of us to partake within a modern day Stone Soup story. Stone Soup, that wonderful story when we were children of the two travelers that made their way into a town where no one came out of their house. They all stayed in, peeking through the windows, hoarding that one thing that they each had, that one onion, that one potato, that one carrot. Nobody was eating. They were afraid to eat the one thing they did have because when it was gone, it would be gone. So they were all just miserable. But the travelers came with nothing but a pot, three stones, and some water. And everyone that came out was like, what are you making? Stone soup. Never heard of it. Man, this is great. But boy, if I only had one carrot. And then you know the moral of the story. Everybody brought what they could.
Yep.
And separately, it may not have seemed like a like much at all. But when they threw it all into the pot together, the pot of human kindness, of the side-by-side being of service to and for each other, everyone found benefit and value.
Mm-hmm.
And the power of we is not just for the 250 at-risk youth from Chicago's hardest-hit areas, but they are the VIPs that day. They're coming so that they can live a day of what is really important. Being able to sit next to people from all walks of life, from all backgrounds, all skin colors, all economic and geographical sides of the spectrum, to sit and just look into each other's eyes, hand to hand, knee to knee, eye to eye, and have those conversations that must be had. To say, this is my life, this is what I've lived, I understand what you're going through, and we're not that different. As a matter of fact, we're more similar than we could have ever known.
Mm-hmm.
If we hadn't had these conversations, we still wouldn't know. And so it is a theory, and it is something that every day someone else, whether they're donating their time as a volunteer or they're going to the site and donating $25 to help get another kid there, or they're sending extra books that they've found laying around that they've written, or someone they know, an author, has written, anything they do is a contribution to increase the power of we, of proving that how all these little bitty things that when we look at them separately, they may not look like much at all.
Right.
But even more the reason to throw them into the pot of human kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Throw them into the pool of all of us that are like-minded and of service to each other. And so we can really see what we have. Because just like there are words that deceive, if you think you have something and it's not enough, that in and of itself is a phrase that deceives. Because what you have, right, no matter how small, it is of value. But only when you use it. Only when you share it. So that is what we're doing. And that's why I'm glad you're coming and you're a part of it. And all these other wonderful people across the world that are coming to be a part of the Power We. It's very encouraging. Would I love to see more people? Yeah, but you know what? As I grow, so does patience. Because Thomas lines up that where there are two or more gathered. So even if it was just you and I, Sean, we'd have one heck of a party at the Stan Mansion on September 20th. You, me, and 250 kids.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think that, well, I know that this is going to be like the mainstay. This event is gonna set the stage for other events to take notice. Right? There's always that one event that you're like, okay, we need to duplicate this somehow. Like, whatever this secret sauce was, whatever happened here, like we need to duplicate this, right? So I believe that lives are going to be changed in a way that other people are going to take notice and go, we want to do something like that. And I believe you're going to set the stage for that to happen.
That is really what we're hoping, is that people start, you know, because, you know, Sean, you're one of them. There's so many of us who the mindset is the same. But if we don't come together, we think we're the only one, or there are very few of us.
Right.
You know, but once we start locking arms side by side, man, it's like Red Rover, Red Rover. Mm-hmm. It's a life changer. Yeah. Right over. Right.
Yep. Yeah. I love
it. You know, right. So I'm truly excited, and I'm looking at every person who makes their way to the Stand Mansion. I am telling you all this. I guarantee you, when you leave that building that night, every single person, including those 250 kids that will go home at 6 or 6:30 that evening, everyone will feel like they have left the universe's greatest casino. And every single person hit a jackpot.
Yeah.
Every single person. Because we are going to make history that night. I believe that every person there, it's just like the original cast of Saturday Night Live all those years ago when they sat around that first table for the read-through. Little did they know that they were creating a historical legacy, that 50-some seasons later, when people said and referred to where it all began, and they pointed down the road through the annals of history, they pointed to those shoulders. Anne Aykroyd, John Belushi, Gilda Radner, Jane Curtin, Eddie Murphy, on and on, Garrett Morris, Elaine Newman. I can go back two seasons from today in Saturday Night Live, and I can't tell you who was on there. But I can go back 40-some years, because they were the originals. And this room, known as the Stand Mansion, that building, on September 20th, is going to be filled from side to side, top to bottom, corner to corner, with originals. And I'm so proud to be a part of it and to have you as a part of it and everyone else that comes through that threshold that day.
You're definitely creating a movement, a legacy, and every other cliched word, but it's so true, man. You're creating something that, I mean, I've been speaking for many years, and I've never seen anything like this. You know what I mean? I've seen I've seen youth empowerment events, and I've seen, you know, different things, but the collective that is coming is just incredible. So you're amazing. Truly amazing to watch.
Thank you.
Because I got the behind the scenes perspective, you know, I got the behind the scenes kind of thing, and it's just like mind blowing how it's all come together. So
right.
So as we wrap up the show, we do a shameless plug. You can plug your friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, your products, movies, give a shout out, whatever it is, this is your moment to shamelessly plug. Go.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. The number one thing in my world today is the Power of We Symposium, because I go to sleep thinking about these kids. And I awaken thinking about these kids. And here's why. My sponsorship video, if you go to powerofwesymposium.com, you can view that sponsorship video. Those kids that you see playing the roles in there are real kids from these real neighborhoods. All 10 of those kids have an Ivy League full ride scholarship awaiting them in a month and a half at Ivy League schools all over this country. When I took the video there for them to view, I polled them anonymously afterwards, and I said, on this piece of paper, I'd like to know what your greatest joy going into the fall and going into the summer will be. unanimously across the board, they said, finding my, who my roommate will be, going to Target to shop for my dorm room and that sort of thing. And then I asked, and what is your, on this other piece of paper, tell me what your greatest fear of going into the summer is. And 7 out of 10 reported that I will not be alive at the end of the summer to enjoy and collect on all that I've worked for. I find that completely unacceptable that a kid can do all that is required and still spend the last summer between high school and college afraid of death before they can get to college. We need to change this, and only we can make that happen. So my shameless plug, and I'm not ashamed at all, is for publicsymposium.com.
There you go. I love it, man. I love it. So as we wrap up, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you this. You better remember it. You will never be younger than you are right now. So, you know, and unless you're one who is aging in reverse, I would get it done. Because again, like I say, we are not in competition with each other. We are only in competition with time. And he has never lost a round. Never lost a race. So get it done.
Awesome.
Okay.
So much for being on the show, man. It was completely motivating, as I knew that it would be. You were an absolute great friend, and man, I look up to what you're doing, and I follow you all over the place, man. Everywhere that you're at, I want to be at.
Thank you, and I feel the same way about you. Thank you so much. I love you. I love your beautiful family, and I can't wait to see you again when you come to Chicago. And then again, I know you're coming for another thing before our, but I'm so, so grateful that you're a part of making history with us on September 20th.
Oh man, I am completely honored that you asked me, to MC it, man. So, or to be one of the MCs. Yeah, man, truly, truly honored. So we'll see you then, man.
All righty. Everyone be blessed. Thank you.
Yeah, Life Transformation Radio listeners, an amazing guest, impactful episode. If anything resonated with you, please reach out to Lauren Michaels Harris. He is not hard to find. He's on social media all over the place. Go to laurenmichaelsharris.com and check out the Power of We Symposium. Go to powerofwesymposium.com. I promise you, lives will be changed on September 20th in Chicago, Illinois. Join us at the Power of We Symposium. If you ever need Lauren to speak at an event, you can go to laurenmichaelsharris.com or contact Jim Perez. The number's right there. You can email jim@phoenixmobiledpr.com. I'm telling you, you want Lauren at your event. I'm telling you. So as we close the show, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. I call that living your brand. So until next episode, have a great day.